Today on Gardening in a Minute, roof gardens. Roof gardens reduce stormwater runoff, filter air pollution, and create habitat for birds and other critters. They're an exciting and unique way to expand the landscape and are growing in popularity. Well-designed roof gardens include systems that help drain water, nourish and support plants, and protect the building itself. They can even help you conserve energy by regulating building temperatures naturally. If you're building a new home or an outbuilding, consider including a roof garden in your plans. It'll take a bit of extra effort and money, but you'll be rewarded with a fun and different garden project. Your roof garden should include plants that can withstand the hot, dry conditions of a sunny roof, but will survive wetter periods as well. For more information about roof gardens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, calibrating your irrigation system. Calibrating your irrigation system means figuring out how long it needs to run to apply the correct amount of water. To calibrate your system, set out 5 to 10 straight-sided containers, like tuna fish cans, throughout the landscape or each irrigation zone, if you have zones. Turn on the sprinkler system for 30 minutes, then use a ruler to measure the depth of the water in each container, averaging them all together. Once you know this number, you can calculate how much time is needed to apply 1/2 to 3/4 of an inch of water, which is all your Florida landscape needs. Calibrating your system helps you save water and money and protect your grass and plants from disease. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, garden structures. A garden is more than just plants. It's also all the other components of a landscape, including small structures. Trellises can display plants attractively, cover unsightly walls, or make the most of small spaces. Arbors not only display plants, but offer an inviting entryway or shady spot on hot days. These arches support plants and can be used to create separate areas in the landscape. A pergola is similar to an arbor, but usually covers a walkway. By training woody vines to grow over a pergola, you can enjoy an emerald patio or footpath through your landscape. Gazebos are freestanding roof structures that are open on all sides. They provide shade and a place to rest from which you can enjoy the view. For more information about garden structures and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, ornamental gingers. Gingers are a diverse and beautiful group of plants frequently used in Florida landscapes. Gingers are perennials that reproduce through underground stems and do best in rich, moist soil. They're typically low-maintenance plants with attractive foliage and long-lasting, colorful blooms that make great cut flowers. Gingers do well in sun or shade. There's a ginger to fit any part of your landscape. Peacock gingers are often used as a ground cover. Hidden gingers can vary in size from small to quite large, and butterfly gingers are often tall, filling the air with their intoxicating scent. In north and central Florida, many gingers will go dormant in the winter, but will return with the warm weather. If you like a tropical feel in your landscape, try one of the many ginger choices. For more information about gingers and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, cycads. Cycads are an ancient group of tropical and subtropical plants that coexisted with the dinosaurs. They dominated the earth then, but are now endangered. Cycads are attractive in landscapes, and their stems may be subterranean or thick and trunk-like. Instead of flowers, cycad plants, which are either male or female, produce cones which bear pollen or large, colorful seeds. The popular native Florida zamia, or kunti, is a low-maintenance landscape plant that thrives in sun or shade. It has a long history in Florida and served as a major source of starch for Native Americans. In northern parts of Florida, the king sago, bamboo cycad, and diunes are reliable choices. In frost-free areas, your cycad options are almost endless. Plant a relic from the past and enjoy it tomorrow. For more information about cycads and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.